Political campaigns can be a dirty game, and the battle to become London mayor is no exception. Labour MP Sadiq Khan, who is up against Conservative MP Zach Goldsmith, has been attacked by the Tory cabinet minister Michael Fallon, who is being accused of attacking him due to his Muslim faith. Fallon said that Khan was a Labour lackey who has spoken alongside extremists and is unsuitable to becoming the London mayor. But supporters of the Labour MP said that he has spent years of his life dedicated to fighting against radicalisation. Some analysts have suggested that Fallon's comments about Khan are somewhat hypocritical, especially after the Conservative government has such strong ties to dictatorial Arab regimes like Saudi Arabia.
And Fallon and his friends, when they go to Saudi Arabia, they come back with gold coins in their pockets. In fact, a hand in glove with the cause of Daesh and Wahhabism, resulting in a smashing up of the Middle East countries and millions of refugees coming into Europe.
According to some experts, Islamophobia and anti-Muslim sentiment is now becoming the norm, and being critical of any Muslim is now completely accepted and even perpetuated through government policy.
People are insecure and they look for somebody to blame. And Fallon and Cameron and crew are deliberately playing that card, knowing that people who are feeling economically insecure want to blame somebody. So I'm afraid their behaviour is disgraceful.
Critics of the Conservative Party are saying that attacking mainstream Muslims that make positive contributions to the country only demeans the government. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.